أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين فلما رأى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 77, 78 and 79 of Surah Al-An'am. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala related Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's brief discussion with his father. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made apparent to him the various creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as the celestial creations of Allah, the planets, are concerned. As we discussed yesterday, the people of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam did not only worship idols, but amongst their worship was also the worship of the various planets. Hafid ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says that besides the sun, the moon and the stars, they had also knowledge about Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Pluto, and in that way they would worship these various planets. If one had to look and understand the description of their temples, the temples were also of such a nature that the roofs were left open so that they could have a view of the skies. Now when we speak about the worship of the various planets, the various creations of Allah Ta'ala, the celestial heavenly creations of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then he didn't only mean that they worshipped these creations of Allah, but also together with that they believed that these are the creations of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the sense that they are the ones that will carry out the various changes that happens in the life of an individual. Happiness and sadness will be because of a particular star being in a particular position. And like that, good and bad, and like that, wealth and poverty, and every cause, every effect will be the cause of these that will create it. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's understanding, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam wished now to show them the realities of all of this, that there is only one Allah. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا, that when the night enveloped, outspread its darkness, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw a star. This was not an ordinary star. According to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas and Sayyidina Mujahid and the commentators, this was a particular planet, whether it was Venus or whether it was Mars. Whatever, it was a planet that was shining brightly, shining differently. So he saw this, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي, he said, this is my Rabb. Now this doesn't mean that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam momentarily, temporarily moved his yaqeen from Allah Ta'ala and his iman from Allah Ta'ala, and he brought his iman in this. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to show a point that according to you, you would say that this is my Rabb. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ, and then when it disappeared, then he said, I do not love something that disappears. Now why did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, out of all the different logics, rationale, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam could have placed in front of his people, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used this particular phenomena, the appearance and the disappearance of a star, was simple. He didn't speak about the star being in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the star was submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the planet was subjugated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought about an aspect which was relevant to the people, an aspect which was evident to them. They could see appearance and disappearance. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is ever present all the time. It is not that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would appear, wa na'udhu billah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would disappear. Some of the commentators have gone to this also, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's greatness, Allah is so great that Allah Ta'ala cannot be greater than Allah Ta'ala is. There is no room for any more greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then if that is the case, then Allah Ta'ala would not be great enough. So Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. There is no position that can be greater than the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And of course Allah Ta'ala does not move down from that greatness. So this is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam wanted to bring to them. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. And then when he saw the moon shining in his brightness, then he said that this is my Rabb. The probably the same night Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would have seen this or any other night. But again he saw brightness. It was the full moon according to certain commentators. And then he said that according to you, this is your Rabb. So I would say momentarily, just for you to understand that this is my Rabb. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَى. Then when it disappeared, قَالَ لَإِن لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي. That if my Rabb did not guide me, لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ. Then I would have been from amongst the people who were astray. Now here there are again very many lessons Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam shows. One that was bright, a planet. Now the moon, whose brightness is more than that planet, he goes one stage further. But the last statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is very important for those that are involved in the work of tabligh and da'wat ilallah, for those who are involved in the work of islah and tazkiyah and all of that. We should understand these words of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, la illam yahdini rabbi la akunanna min alqawm al-dhalin. I didn't acquire hidayat on my own. I didn't acquire the guidance on my own, that it came out from my own heart. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guides us, and this is what we should always remember, that we do according to the guidance and the hidayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As He guides us, we continue. Allah forbid, if Allah ta'ala removes that guidance from us, where would we be, what would we be, and how would we do things? That will be something for us to always ponder and think about. And this is the message Ibrahim alayhi salam left for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam till the day of Qiyamah. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً. Then in the morning when the sun began to appear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he saw the sun appearing, illuminated in its shining brightness, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَر. This is my Rabb and this is the greatest. In other words, now there cannot be a shine, there cannot be a light and illumination brighter than that of the sun. But of course, at the time of sunset, فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. And then when the sun set, he said to his people, O my people, certainly I quit myself, مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ, from that which you ascribe partners with, that these planets are also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not have any power and any effect in the conditions of man, whether it is poverty or wealth, whether it is illness or health, or whatever it may be. All of that comes directly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.